Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Accent Training Podcast. My name is Pat. I'm your personal American accent coach. And my friend, today I'm going to tell you about the three steps to learning the American accent. I'm going to give you a bird's eye view of the path to success for American accent training. Now, I've developed these steps through years of trial and error, through successful and unsuccessful methods of American accent coaching. By trying to become a coach that encourages you to learn without my constant guidance. You know, when I began as a coach, a fellow coach told me that he didn't care if students practiced between classes. He said, hey, as long as they keep showing up, I'm happy. And you know what? That attitude wastes the student's time and it wastes his time, because you can't call yourself a coach if you don't care if your students succeed. You don't want to have a coach who's just having you show up to pay him every week without results. That's not the kind of offer I wanted to make my students. I want my students to see results. I want my students to not need to keep showing up, even if that means I make a little bit less money. Even if that means work isn't as reliable, I've developed a method to see that people continue to learn the American accent even without my constant guidance. It's a three-step method. Let me tell you about it. Step number one. Learn to control the power of your voice. Here's what that comes down to. A lot of languages put the power of the voice on the consonant sounds. This is the t, d, r, k, z, z, j. American English puts minimal stress on the consonant sounds and increases the power of the vowel sounds. This is why if you're a Spanish speaker, you'll hear an American say something like, hola, 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 instead of hola, hola. The American is putting more strength, more power into the vowels. A Spanish speaker puts more power into the consonant sounds. How do you overcome this? How do you control the power of your voice? Because that's step number one. Well, you have to learn to control your breathing and the way that your air carries your voice. Now, we do this through diaphragmatic breathing. Diaphragmatic breathing. We're just going to call it focused breathing. We focus our breathing to engage with your full lung capacity. That way, you can use the muscles under your lungs like a gas pedal to press the air out and control it flowing from the chest and giving clear power to your vowel sounds. So, how do you control your power of voice? You engage with your diaphragm. I'll have a full episode out very soon helping you understand how to engage with your diaphragm. But in this short episode, I'm just telling you what you gotta do. I don't want to confuse it with too many details. That's not what this episode's about. This is the what, and I'll tell you how later. So, step number one, you control your voice, you learn to engage with your diaphragm, and you learn to control your air projection to give power to your vowel sounds and take power away from the consonant sounds. Power of voice, step number one. Step number two is we give structure to the power of voice. Structure. How does that happen? Well, if you've heard some recent episodes, I was talking about the intonation of yes and no questions. And I was telling you how it sounds like this. When Americans ask questions, it flows like, That's the sound that we make when we ask questions. Americans, Canadians, North American English speakers. follow this pattern of voice when they're speaking. So what does that mean for you? That means that there are patterns. There isn't just one pattern when we're speaking. There are many versatile patterns. We'll say patterns which you learn it once, and then you just learn to modify it based on the context. That's the structure of speech. Now, this involves changing your intonation. Americans don't just speak like this all of the time, with full power in every single word that they say. It just doesn't sound right.
Nor are we having our voice flat and quiet with every word.
It's a little too boring. You'll lose your audience's attention very quickly. There's a flow to our speech. Your voice rises up and it goes down again. And you can learn those structures. Again, not right now. Right now you're just learning that the structures exist. Later I'll teach you how to do them. So step number two is applying structure to your power of voice. Step number three now is all about versatility. Step number three is about learning the sounds of the language. Obviously, there are sounds that Americans make that sound weird to you, right? Maybe you've heard an American speaking in your native language and it sounds a little bit funny. This is because there are sounds that exist in your language that don't exist in English, and there are sounds in English that don't exist in your language. Now, there are many, many sounds. I don't want to overwhelm you by telling you how many sounds there are and the positions and blah, blah, blah. There's so many details. So to overcome those difficult details, we work on versatility. We look at one focused area at a time. And we maximize our use of that area. And we build upon it. We take something that you're already doing decently, maybe it just needs a little more power or a subtle adjustment, and we strengthen it to improve areas where you're weaker when you speak. This is the path to sustainable progress. It's the path of least resistance. Step number three is all about applying a versatile sound with clear and focused power to the structure of the accent. And that is how I show people lasting American accent training results. I teach them how to power their voice. I teach them the structures that go with that power. And then I teach them the sounds that they can apply to maximize their use of that power and structure. And that's the secret. Those are the three steps. Those are the three accent training secrets which will help you succeed when you're learning the American accent. Now, my friend, you've got a choice to make. Choice number one is that you do it alone. Maybe you've done it alone for some time. And maybe you've been overwhelmed doing it alone because there are so many details to work on. You don't know where the versatile patterns are. You probably don't even really hear the structures effectively. And you're still trying to learn how to power your voice. And option number two is you can do it with an experienced guide who knows the way and has led many people to lasting results. Now, if you're listening to this and you think to yourself, I think I do want option number two. I do want a coach to help me with this. Well, you have a personal American accent coach who's willing to be there to guide you along the way. And that's why I say, if you are someone who wants the help of a coach to learn the American accent, then check the link in the description of this episode. If you open that up, you'll find a nice little video. Watch the video. You'll learn something new. Then just below, you'll find an application form where you can apply to work with me. That's right, my friend. One-on-one, you and I can work together, and I will personally walk you through steps 1, 2, and 3 and see that you learn American accent skills that last a lifetime. Or if you prefer, now that you know how it's done, go ahead and do it yourself. Learn the American accent without my guidance. I do believe that you're capable of it, especially if you're a highly intelligent, highly resourceful person. I think that you have high chances of learning the American accent without my guidance. And I know that there are a lot of highly intelligent, highly resourceful people who are listening, because that's the reason that you're listening to this podcast. You're resourceful. You're highly intelligent. So I'm not saying you can't do it without me. I'm saying you can do it without me, but you'll do it a lot quicker with my guidance. So if that sounds like something that you want to be a part of, check the link in the description of this episode, apply to work with me, and hey, if we're a good fit, I look forward to working together with you. In the meantime, I got to get going. I got a class coming up shortly I've got to prepare for. So just to quickly recap the 3 steps to American accent training progress. Step number 1, learn to engage with your diaphragm, the muscles under your lungs, to project your voice with the power that Americans use. That's step number 1. Step number 2, learn the structures of intonation that apply the power of your voice most effectively when communicating with Americans. And then step number 3, learn to apply versatile sounds to the structure with the power. Follow this method and you will be speaking English like an American in no time, my friend. Have a good one.